If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the designed essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is your Retirement Blueprint.
Welcome to Your Retirement Blueprint. I'm Mark Elliott alongside Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Kurt started the company back in 1994. Ethan's now, boy, he's an old veteran. Over 10 years he's been with the team at Accurate Solutions Group. How about that? That's amazing.
Feels like a long time, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Got him into his 30s now, Kurt. Good job. You got him.
I don't want to say my age. So we'll
just right. Do that game. Right, right. So we're glad you're with us today. We talk retirement because that's what Accurate Solutions Group is all about, is helping you figure out where you are on that road to retirement. Do we have enough? Are we going to be okay? Can we retire? Well, when can we retire? There's a lot of things moving, a lot of moving parts in retirement: income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security, Medicare decisions. There is a lot of things you have to deal with in retirement. It would be nice to sit down, I think, with a team that actually works in the retirement world, like Kurt and Ethan and Accurate Solutions Group. If you'd like to do so, there's no cost to have a conversation. You got some questions, you got some concerns. 412-515-3355, 412-515-3355. Kurt, you know, I saw this stat, and it was probably was on Fox, and I'll watch Fox and CNN. I don't watch MSNBC hardly ever, but I watch Fox and CNN because I'm really kind of getting two opposing views, even though they all say they're unbiased. I think they're both biased. But anyway, the stat said CBS, ABC, and NBC News, 92% of their coverage of President Trump is negative. And so when you hear about, ooh, tariffs are really crashing the market and all of this, and the world is coming to an end, then you see that the S&P is really only down like 6% this year, when it feels like when you listen to the media talk about it, we're down like 30, 40, 50%. This is another great recession. We're not anywhere near that. How do we kind of handle all the clutter, if you will?
Oh, and you're right. It's difficult. And so if you are liberal in listening, or if you are conservative in listening, regardless, this is not a political statement, just turn the news off, because we have to understand what sells is negative, and negative sells, you know, good, positive stories. They you don't hear them out there. There's a lot of good things going on. And Mark, to your point about the S&P 500 being down 6%, you know, we go through intra-year corrections all the time in the stock market. This one's a little bit more magnified, not so much as the minus 6%, but because of why it is. Tariff on, tariff off. Are we going to have tariff deals, 90-day pause, all these different things. But the reality is, even though the market's down 6%, if you pull out of the S&P 500 the Magnificent Seven stocks that people talk about all the time, the 493 other stocks that make up the S&P 500 are actually positive 1% for the year. So, you know, 95% of the stocks are positive for the year as compared to those seven that are dragging that index down. So you're absolutely right. You just got to turn off the noise, quite honestly.
Now, those seven, though, were carrying the S&P for quite a while, too, though, weren't they?
They really were. And don't keep me to this, because I don't know the specific statistic, but I believe at one point the seven stocks made up in essence 30% of the index, because, you know, it's they're not equally weighted, all 500 companies. They're based on capitalization. And those companies were so large that those seven companies made up 30% of the index. But that's no longer the case as much.
So that's like NVIDIA, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, that kind of stuff, I suppose, right?
Yep. Those big ones, Tesla, didn't they?
It used to be the FANG stocks, you know, but now it's the Magnificent Sevens.
Yeah. So even when things get a little uncertain, obviously that's when the markets get a little bumpy. And one thing about Trump, I will say, is that we always know what he's thinking. good or bad. We know what's, I mean, for a first 100 days, I mean, there has been a lot of things going on. And, you know, he always says, well, that's what I was elected for. Well, then the other side's always saying it's the worst thing ever. And so that's kind of the challenge, I think. So for retirees, though, we want to make sure our money will last as long as we need it to last. How do you handle, I mean, maybe their concern? You've got a plan in place. You put a plan in place for them. So I would think that that should be a lot of it, but sometimes people get a little nervous.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's natural to get nervous when there's volatility and uncertainty. And we were actually just talking with one of our portfolio managers, and they were talking about how the market over the last 2 years really just kind of rode up most days. And so people have recency bias and start thinking, well, that's the new normal. The markets just go up most of the time. And over time they do, but you should see dips in the market. We should see volatility. That's what the market needs, and that's normal. But then that brings back the emotions that people kind of forgot about over the last couple of years of being nervous with the markets. So we remind our clients that we have a plan in place. We try to be as vocal with them and as upfront as we can with them. We sent them video emails explaining, here's our take on what the markets are doing, and reminding them that we're here for you and that we have a plan in place, one that helps them with income and investments.
And Mark, emotions are real. So we are not discounting someone's emotions. What we're trying to do is coach them to not react at the wrong time with those emotions. And so, you know, if you're listening today and you are still nervous, or you're not sure if you're positioned properly, if you haven't had that conversation with your current advisor, or maybe you're a do-it-yourself and you're getting close to retirement, you think, hey, I have not taken these things into consideration. You know, I don't know where I'm going to draw my income from whenever I begin. Should I delay retirement now because of the market volatility? Let us help you answer some of those questions. Maybe it's a phone call for 10 minutes. Maybe it's a meeting here in our Butler Township location, a vision meeting. Maybe it's a virtual meeting. Just simply call us at 412-515-3355. Again, it's 412-515-3355. 3355.
Yeah. So, Kurt, there's no doubt if you were trying to keep track of everything that Trump has done so far, I mean, your head would be spinning. I mean, for a guy that's 78 in June, going to hit 79, I mean, he is certainly going. There is no doubt about that. But one of the things they just did was the Ukraine deal and the mineral rights to something or other. Does that factor in, you think, to all of this?
I think it can. So, you know, not myself, not Ethan, that no one can really determine what drives the market per se. I do know from a short-term volatility perspective, good news is good and bad news is bad. I can only think that this is good news. I mean, in my eyes, and I could be 50% right, 50% wrong, but in my eyes, when I see that they just inked that deal for the rare earth minerals, in my opinion, I think that might potentially lead to maybe ending this war somewhat, because if we are more present in Ukraine and now we have an economic interest in Ukraine, I think that's only going to boost, you know, the opportunity to have some type of peace deal. And I think long term, that's what it's about. I think also we do not produce rare earth minerals here in the United States. And with let's say the tariff war ends, so to speak, and there's 10 or 20% tariffs on a lot of these different countries, it is time that we bring some of this back here to the United States. And I think that can only help that process.
All right, Ethan, put your thinking cap on for this one, because I do think that the tariffs are interesting. I don't think anybody really disagrees with Trump's theory of reciprocal tariffs. They're charging us X and we're not charging them anything, or vice versa, you know, however that works. We're tending to pay more countries than they pay us. So I think we get the gist of that. One of the things that's interesting, I think, is that, okay, if we end up kind of, I don't know, because Trump's always talking about winning the game, right? We're losing all the time in these tariff deals. But if we would, you know, end up where maybe we don't pay the European Union the tariffs we've been paying, or China or what have you, global economy could suffer, you know, in the other countries, because we're not paying them the tariff money anymore. That, I mean, because now we're a global economy. It's not just the U.S. economy. We're tied in with the world, it seems.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can, and our economy is the biggest in the world. So we can move the global economy with the moves that we make. And we're seeing that with the tariffs that are being put in place. And, you know, he made the move of getting everyone to the table to negotiate. It was a good move. I think that was his intention the whole time. But certainly the moves that we make can impact the entire global economy. And we are starting to see that.
And really, Ethan, when you think about it, that's kind of the challenge, because when the markets go down, then there's an opportunity. So I'm not retired yet. I'm 65. Hopefully someday, maybe 80, I get to retire. But when the markets go down, I don't really care. My 401k is buying more at that point. So that's good for me in the long run is the way I'm looking at it. But there are opportunities, but we just have to be smart about it. So that's kind of why I think sitting down with a team like yours and Kurt's at Accurate Solutions Group is the opportunity to put a plan together. So now we know where we are. We know what decisions to make. I mean, that's why working with a team like Accurate Solutions Group is really so important during times that are a little murky.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest value we bring is for the clients who have been working with us, who have a plan in place already, and we can work as their coach to say, remember, you know, we know what's going on. We have a plan for worst case scenario. And when we do go through times that feel like worst case scenario, our job is to encourage our clients, remind them that they have this behind the scenes that's working for them. And really, the truth is, times like these aren't just about weathering the storm. They're really about finding opportunities. In an Accurate Solutions Group, we focus on helping people use market shifts like these to help strengthen their financial future. So here's our approach. We evaluate your current plan to uncover hidden opportunities for growth. We implement strategies to take advantage of market dips while managing risk. And we help tailor your investments to align with your long-term goals so fluctuating markets don't derail your future. Oh, and most importantly, we focus on preserving your wealth and helping secure your retirement plans. You've worked hard and you've built your assets, so don't miss the chance to capitalize on today's market potential. Call 412-515-3355 for a no-cost, no-obligation financial review. Every day you wait could mean missed opportunities to grow and preserve your wealth. Take control of your retirement plan today. Remember, having a strategy that adapts to uncertainty can help you turn potential risk into lasting reward. But without a clear plan, you might be leaving money on the table. Give us a call at 412-515-3355. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
The opportunity is here, just by calling the team at Accurate Solutions Group, 412-515-3355, is to maybe ease some stress if you have stress. You're not really sure, what should you be doing? I think we're okay, but I don't really know. Find out. No cost for this. 412-515-3355. We're just getting started on your retirement blueprint with Kurt and Ethan of Accurate Solutions Group. We're back with more right after this.
Visit AccurateRadio.com and put your portfolio to the test with our checklist challenge. You can also check out our other offers from Accurate Solutions Group. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of Your Retirement Kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
And I've had conversations like that quite a bit lately to say, hey, this one trip is fine. Maybe another trip of the same size next year for the next couple of years. Let's see if your plan is impacted. And we're able to show that out pretty clearly through the retirement blueprint.
We've made it back. This is Your Retirement Blueprint, presented by Accurate Solutions Group.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. So we have been talking forever to retirees. That's what this show is all about. That's what Accurate Solutions Group is all about, helping you create your retirement blueprint, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security. When, how do we do that? Well, that's in the income part. What about Medicare? It's in the healthcare part. Hey, are we good to go? Can we retire? Well, not yet. Maybe later. I don't know. You could have retired 3 years ago. We don't know the situation until you reach out. Kurt and Ethan and the team, though, are here to help you. 412-515-3355. 412-515-3355. And it really is all about you trying to, we're here to help, but you also can get the retirement kit. Retirement Kid has a retirement income planning booklet. As will your money last? Are you paying too much in taxes? Social Security decisions, checklist challenge. Will a recession rob your retirement? Or if you just want to sit down with the team and have a conversation, that's in there as well. Just text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355. So a lot of moving pieces, and we've really been focused on baby boomers. We know that there are 10,000 baby boomers turning 65 every day, for example, starting Medicare. Just a lot of moving parts. Well, the generations, and there used to be a Gen Y somewhere in there. I don't even know where that is anymore. But the greatest generation was born 1901 to 1927. The silent generation was 1928 to 1945. Well, the baby boomer generation, 1946 to 1964. So I fall on that. I was born in 1959. So the oldest baby boomers are turning 77 this year. The youngest are turning 59. Well, the next group, Gen X, born 1965 to 1980. So that means the oldest Gen Xers are turning 58 this year. And then the youngest are turning 43. So you guys, Ethan, are already probably chatting with some of these Gen Xers about retirement, because if I'm mid-50s, it's time to start thinking about it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing more and more Gen Xers come into our office to have a review of their plan. You know, they want a second opinion on their 401k positionings, and they just want to see if they're doing the right things, because those are the people that have enough time to make adjustments and really make a change. If they're not quite on the right track and we can show them that saving a little bit more into the 401k is going to put them in a better position, there's enough time on their side to make those changes and allow them to retire maybe a year or two earlier than they were expecting. So we are running into that quite a bit, and we're happy to sit down and have the conversation with Gen Xers and show them and put a plan in place and start working together even now.
And if you're part of Generation X, you might be saying, wait a minute, retirement, that's my parents. That's not me. Well, you're getting there. That's the thing. If you're 43 to 58, you're right in that wheelhouse of trying to figure out what should you be doing at what time, when do I start planning for all of this? How do I take Social Security? What about Medicaid? All those are Medicare. How do I do all of that? So, Kurt, the first Gen Xers now are mid-50s, right? 55 to 58. 58 would be the oldest this year. What would you say to them about making the most out of the next maybe 5 to 10 years before they would actually retire?
Well, yeah, because I'm there. I turned 57 this year, so I'm Gen Xer. And I would say this, know where you're at today, but also have a conversation of where you're trying to get to. And it's all about having a plan, a retirement blueprint. So, you know, when someone comes in for a complimentary consultation, it's a matter of determining, okay, here's where we're at today. Here's our income. Here's our assets. Here's where we're trying to get to down the road in retirement with a budget. And here's potentially when we want to retire. Because when we can start building that roadmap, that blueprint, Mark, that shows them, hey, we are on track. Like Ethan was mentioning, hey, maybe we're a little bit behind, or maybe we're ahead of schedule. Maybe we can retire sooner than what we thought, or maybe we have a little bit more work to do. But having a plan in place shows you where you're at, where you're trying to get to, and then it's going to put that roadmap in place to get you there.
So, Ethan, we've certainly talked on this program about Social Security. Will it be there for the baby boomers and all of that? We've seen all the stuff from the Social Security Administration. By 2033, 2034, 2035, we may only be able to give you 78 cents on the dollar. So for Gen X, they're a little bit behind the baby boomers. Might be even more of a challenge for Social Security. So what about Social Security for the Generation X?
Yeah, I still think it's going to be there, but it's going to look different, I would assume. I think they have to make some changes to Social Security to make sure that it's lasting longer. I think one of the last things they want to do is take away people's benefits in any fashion. So I think that they'll, you know, maybe raise the starting age.
So there could be a difference between the oldest Gen Xers at 58 and the youngest at 43.
I could definitely see that happening, because it's our opinion that when they make those changes that they need to, they'll grandfather people in, but there's got to be a cutoff. There's got to be an age that they say, if you're born after this date, well, sorry, these changes apply to you. But if you were born prior to this year, then you're going to be grandfathered into the old rules. They've done things like that in the past. I think it was as recent as 2015, making changes to Social Security and grandfathering people in. So, but we do have conversations with clients who are really pessimistic and thinking it's totally not going to be there, or totally going to change. But we think that they'll do their very best to grandfather people in and make adjustments that are smaller to us that make sure it lasts as long as it can.
Yeah, so 1983 is when Social Security raised the full retirement age from 66 to 67. So those born in 1960 or later, full retirement age is 67. So that means if they did it in 1983, that those people were, the oldest of those were 23, right? So there was plenty of time before that happened. So whether they would have that kind of time to make those kind of adjustments now, I'm not really sure. So when you think about this, Kurt, could we ever really be too young to start thinking about retirement planning? I mean, it'd been great if we really focused on retirement right out of college, but most of us are not.
I do think you can be too young. I mean, when you're first out of college, you're worried about getting your apartment, getting your first job, making your car payments, making your lease payment, paying down debt, a lot of student loan debt. And so, you know, initially when you first get into the workforce, Mark, I don't think retirement should be top of mind. But I do think once you start maturing and once some of those maps and have been hit, meaning you're paying off the debt and you're maybe you bought a house now, maybe you got married, you do need to start thinking about it at some point. And it's unrealistic, in my opinion. A lot of people say, well, if you save $2,000 a year from the age of 22 to the age of 65 and you earn 8%, that's just not realistic. Mm-hmm. But it is realistic to start thinking about it when you're in your 30s or early 40s, putting that plan in place and really determining, hey, here's where we're at today, here's where we're trying to get to, and are we on track?
Yeah. And it's funny that you bring that up, because when I first started with Kurt, part of just getting me trained and used to the programs we use was starting building my own. I was maybe 21 or 22 at the time. But yeah, we put one in place. Now, it's not something that I review frequently, being 29 and 30 right now. But yeah, you can be too young to put it in place. But I guess I have my own, and I'll update it probably once a year and see if Allie and I are doing what we need to. But you know, if you're listening to this show and you haven't started putting a retirement plan in place, more than likely you're in that Gen X or baby boomer demographic. We're happy to sit down with you, have a conversation, show you how we plan for folks, work on a baseline retirement blueprint for you, and see how we can help you keep that plan on track throughout your retirement. But you have to take that first step, which is calling us at 412-515-3355. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
So, Kurt, if you had advice for those youngest Gen Xers, remember, the youngest would be born in 1980, which means they're turning 43 this year. So let's say they're 43 to 48 years of age. Retirement's not right around the corner, but it's coming. What would be your advice?
I would meet with someone like myself or Ethan or you know, another investment advisor. I mean, it's still about growth, Mark. And so it's not about cash flow and income at that point, but you still have to grow your assets. And so you would want to meet with someone, in my belief, to really determine, hey, here's where we're at. Have we accumulated enough? Are we invested properly? Because within that next 5 to 8 years, you're going to be transitioning from just growing assets to putting that plan in place. So have enough, make sure it's invested properly, continue to contribute and max out those opportunities for savings.
Something to add on there. I just met just the other week. They're children of a client of ours. Now I say children, they're in their 40s. But one thing that they said to me is they've met with one or two other advisors, and they said that they're in that demographic where they just feel neglected. They said, we met with somebody, didn't want anything to do with us because they couldn't manage our money. So they didn't want to help us or help us put a plan in place. We're happy to sit down and work on a baseline plan and give you some good direction. Remember, there's no cost, there's no obligation. So feel free to give us a call and come on in.
That's 412-515-3355, 412-515-3355. So Ethan, when you think about it, then let's say we're in our 50s now, and you certainly sit down with people like this. And I think the ones that do retire early, you know, at 55 to 60, those workers either inherited to be able to retire or had pensions to go with what they had saved. And so they've got some guaranteed income coming in already. For those normal people like me, that's not the case. I don't have a pension. I'm not going to inherit a lot of money or anything like that. What are some things that we should be doing to get ready for retirement, you know, while we're still in our 50s? Is maybe 55 in a year? If you hit 55, it's time to really sit down with a retirement planner, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think you really have to, because the very first thing you want to do is understand what you spend, where your money goes on a monthly basis. And that's not often something you do, because when you're working, you have more income coming in than you spend, hopefully, most of us. And so you don't sit down every week and look at the budget, see how much is going here and there. But prior to feeling comfortable to retire, you have to understand what you spend, because your habits aren't going to change in retirement. It's not like you're now retired and you're not going to be spending as much money on gas and things like that like you were when you were driving to work. All of a sudden, every day becomes a Saturday, and that's when we have the habit of spending more money. So you need to understand what you spend, because when the paycheck goes away from work, Most of our listeners don't have a fixed paycheck from a pension, so you are your own paycheck, and you don't want to spend through your retirement portfolio too quickly. So the first step in your 50s when we sit down is looking at what you spend and what your sources of income will be once you're retired.
So there's no question Gen Xers are not retiring in droves like the baby boomer generation, but you think about it, Gen X, 1980, the youngest born, so that's 43 years of age. The oldest born in 1965. So 65 to 80 is that Gen X generation. The oldest 58. That means retirement is kind of on your mind. So what in the world should we be doing at this point? That's what we're talking about today on Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. We'll continue this discussion right after this. Stay with us. We're back in 60 seconds.
Don't let taxes derail your retirement. Visit AccurateRadio.com today and discover many warning signs that you are paying more than your fair share to Uncle Sam. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of your retirement kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. We talk retirement. That's what Kurt and Ethan and the team are all about, helping you figure out where you are on that road to retirement, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning. What about Social Security and Medicare? It's all part of the retirement blueprint that Kurt, Ethan, and the team will help you set up for you and you, your situation. Everybody's situation is unique. It's really a cool opportunity for you to sit down with a team to try to first figure out, hey, are we good to go? Can we retire? Well, not yet. Maybe later. I don't know. You could have retired 3 years ago. We don't know the situation until you reach out. Kurt and Ethan and the team, though, are here to help you. 412-515-3355. 412-515-3355. And it really is all about you trying to, we're here to help, but you also can get the retirement kit. The retirement kit has a retirement income planning booklet. As will your money last? Are you paying too much in taxes? Social Security decisions, checklist challenge. Will a recession rob your retirement? Or if you just want to sit down with the team and have a conversation, that's in there as well. Just text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355.
I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. We're talking Gen X. And you're like, why in the world are you talking Gen X? Well, surprisingly, Gen X are folks born 1965 to 1980, which means the oldest are turning 58 this year. The youngest are turning 43. So if you're in your 50s, it's time to start planning for retirement, at least thinking about it. Am I on the right track? What do I need to do to put myself or my family in a better position? And because Gen Xers aren't retiring in droves like the baby boomer generation, but there are Gen Xers retiring. So we're talking about this kind of pointedly towards the Gen X generation, because Gen Xers are in their 40s and 50s now. So this is a group we typically don't talk about on the show, but they're kind of sneaking up on us, Kurt. That's what I'm saying. They're sneaking up on us that they're coming close to retirement. So if we still have more, let's say more than 10 years, we have 10 years or more until we're going to hit retirement. What should our priorities be in terms of saving at that point?
Well, first and foremost, just get a handle on where you're at and how things are going. But I would encourage, you know, there's probably still debt at that point. And with rising interest rates, whether it's a home equity line of credit or mortgage, you know, I would be focused on saving. And you always want to maximize the match if you have a 401k. So you always want to be doing that. But you also want to be paying down higher interest debt. So it would be a combination, Mark, of continuing to save and looking at those calculators to determine, hey, here's where we're at today. Here's where we might be in 10 years. But also debt reduction, because the faster you can pay down debt, the more you can save. So I think it's a combination of both.
You know, Ethan, we've also talked on this program, Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan of Accurate Solutions Group. We've talked about the sandwich generation for the baby boomer generation. Well, that's certainly going to be a factor for Gen X. And then you go down even to the millennials. They might be dealing with great-great-grandparents. Who knows how that's going to play out. But the sandwich generation is basically you're here, your parents are still alive. You might have to help them a little bit in retirement. And then you have kids of your own. What about the sandwich generation for this generation, Generation X, Ethan?
Yeah, and we're still seeing that this is very common too. Now, Generation X, their parents may be on the younger side, so they might not quite be as preoccupied with helping take care of them. But still, some of the older Gen Xers, their parents need help as well. They're preoccupied helping them, but also taking care of their kids, making sure their kids are financially set. We see a lot more clients coming into the office who say one or two of their kids are still living with them, you know, in their mid, late 20s, even early 30s, which for most of them is not an issue because they're responsible, they're working, they're bringing in an income, and it's just making some sense. But some of them are needing to kind of kick them out of the nest a little bit, and sometimes Kurt and I have to encourage them with that. But we still see the sandwich generation moving forward, and you have to still be mindful of your own retirement. Make sure you're doing the right things for you to put yourself on track for your retirement.
You know, anytime you fly, Mark, that one of the emergency guidance that they give you is they say, hey, if for some reason the cabin loses oxygen and the mask drops down from the ceiling, put your own mask on first before you start trying to help others. Because, you know, if you're dead, if you can't breathe, yeah, if you don't have oxygen, you're not going to be able to help anyone else. So we sort of give that same guidance. You know, you want to help your children and your grandchildren, but you get to a point in your life where you got to focus on yourself as well. And that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Help yourself first, and then if you can help others, do. No question. So, you know, one of the things that we've talked about because of healthcare costs are so crazy, and you think, well, once I get to 65, Medicare is going to take care of that. Well, it doesn't take care of all of it. We know the Fidelity studies say that the average 65-year-old couple today, for the next 30 years, will spend about a little over $300,000 for healthcare costs. That is even on Medicare. And you're like, wait, that doesn't seem right. Well, it's all the little things you have to pay when you go to the doctor or pay for the medicine or what have you. And none of that $300,000 is planning on long-term care. That's extra. That's above that. So I would think at this age, if you're Gen X, 58 to 43, might be a time to maybe put a plan in place that could really, because you're young enough that it would be cheaper, I would think, for long-term care. And if you've had somebody in your family, Kurt, certainly makes it more, I think, relevant. But if you've never had this experience, maybe you think, I don't need that. So how do you would approach that?
It's definitely one of your biggest risks. So Ethan and I can do the best job in the world. We have a retirement blueprint in place. Everything is handled. Everything's fine. And all of a sudden you're in your early to mid 80s and you have that critical illness and we didn't, or you didn't have the opportunity to plan for that. That entire retirement blueprint can go down the drain because that is such a large cost. And I would say there are so many options available today. You have your traditional long-term care insurance, and at younger ages, it is more cost effective, but you have some alternatives as well. You know, you have some life insurance policies that have critical illness riders on them that allow you, the insured, to access a portion of your death benefit in the event of a critical illness, such as long-term care. You have combination policies which combine annuities and life insurance, and it gives you the opportunity to draw from that pool of assets in the event of a critical illness. And when I'm talking about these things, I don't know your unique circumstance and your situation, so I don't know what is appropriate or not appropriate. I'm just trying to convey, Mark, that there are so many options out there today that it's a conversation you need to have. So if you have an advisor and they haven't had that conversation, I would encourage you, call us at 412-515-3355. We are more than happy to talk about just that specific topic. or have you in for your own retirement blueprint, but it's an important piece of that plan.
And I will tell you that every day something happens and we're like, holy cow, how did that happen? A car wreck or what have you. Had a coworker that I've worked with, holy cow, for quite a while. And I'm going to throw her in the age of 35 to 40. So that would be in the millennial category. Got cancer, had breast cancer, beat it. And then wouldn't you know it, a year and a half later, it comes back. The other day she's driving to an appointment and all of a sudden starts feeling terrible. Veers off to go to the hospital. She dies that night.
Oh, my goodness.
So one kid, you know, like 8 years of age, but wow. She's not even 40 yet. I mean, those kind of things can happen. And that's where I think the retirement blueprint, when we start talking about the younger generations, that there are a lot of things that we don't expect and we don't see it happening. That is why this is so important, I think. 412-515-3355. None of us are guaranteed tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen. But the good news, I guess you could say, Ethan, at the end of the day, is that the good news for Gen Xers, even if they are stressed about retirement, typically they do have some time on their side to maybe up the savings or take advantage if they're over 50, those catch-up contributions that Kurt talked about. So if we're getting closer to that doorstep of retirement, what do we need to be thinking about to make a smooth transition?
Yeah, a couple things you need to be thinking about. We like to recommend getting closer to retirement, maybe considering actually pulling back a little bit of what you're saving into your 401k so you build up an emergency bucket that you've been neglecting. You want to make sure that you have some money in the bank sitting aside for liquidity and emergencies, especially when you're first retired. If you're waiting on a paycheck from Social Security, and it's late to come in, or a pension payment that takes too long, having that emergency cushion built up right before retirement is going to be useful. Again, we have that conversation of spending. So with our clients, when they're heading into retirement, especially the year that they're going to retire, we meet with them a couple of different times prior to it, making sure that if they need monthly income from the accounts that we're managing for them, it's set up so that the day that they retire, if they need it the next week, it's already in process. They're able to get that paycheck right to their bank account. So it's a smooth transition. But part of that process is understanding what you spend. And if folks don't have any idea what they're going to need, that's an exercise we have to walk our clients through. And we're happy to do that.
Because that is the challenge. There's no question, Kurt, when you think about it. Okay, well, I'm 45, I'm 50, I'm 55, I'm 60, I'm 65, I'm 70. How much do I need to be able to retire comfortably? And it's really, sometimes it's not about the big pot. It's about, well, what's going to create the income? How much income do I need, right? It kind of changes from that, oh, I need $1 million to retire. Or if I have a half a million, I'm good. It's not really that number. It's what's creating the income that we need, right?
Oh, yeah. It's more about what is the monthly income necessary and working that backwards, looking at fixed sources of income such as Social Security and pension, timing and claiming those benefits properly, and then looking at a proper budget. I just had some individuals in for a review here in the office, and the second spouse has retired as of May 1st of this year, and looked at the budget and realized there was no property taxes in there. There was no homeowners insurance in there. There was no health insurance, Medicare premiums and supplemental premiums. And so we are more than happy to help. But you can't just look at it high level. You have to spend a little bit of time. And a lot of people think it's really painful. I will say that if you spend a couple hours in trying to come up with a realistic budget, I think you can hit those numbers. But you're right, Mark. It's not about the $500,000 or million or $1.2 million. It's about how much monthly income do I need each and every month in retirement.
And that's a good point, because we have some clients that can get by with just spending maybe $3,000 a month. They don't do a whole lot. They're debt-free. We have some clients spending $20,000 per month, and that is a serious number, and they're going to need much more than the folks that only spend $3,000. So that number of how much you need saved really does depend on how much income you spend, and we've seen it all, and we can help you understand what your spending habits are.
So how do we get that first opinion or second opinion, Ethan?
Feel free to call our office. Our number is 412-515-3355. What we'll do is we'll set up normally an initial 15-minute phone call with either Kurt or myself, get to know you a little bit better. What are your goals? What are your concerns? Obviously, you're welcome to bypass that phone call and come right into the office for a vision meeting where we'll start working on a customized retirement blueprint right there. You have to have a good understanding of your numbers. So understand what you spend, what your income's going to be when you're retired, and what retirement assets you have saved up. up, and we can start right then and there working on your very own retirement blueprint. We're trying to determine if there could be a good fit to work together and if there's anything that we can help you with in the long term. But again, take that very first step, which is calling our office at 412-515-3355. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan with Accurate Solutions Group. We've got our final segment coming up right after this. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
In a financial rut? Think you're paying too much in taxes? Or maybe you find yourself taking care of others before you can save for your own goals? Call Accurate Solutions Group today, 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of Your Retirement Kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
Hello everyone, this is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Again, if you want to learn more about retirement, there's a website that Kurt and Ethan have set up just for you. There's information about different topics that are concerning retirement. Go cherry pick what you want. Take it, get it all. AccurateRadio.com. AccurateRadio.com. Then, of course, you just want to talk with the team, find out, you got a question, you got a concern. Maybe you really want to sit down and walk through the retirement blueprint process, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security, Medicare decisions, a lot going on in retirement, and they're all kind of tied together. You can't just worry about your investments. You can't just worry about income. So it's all kind of tied together. 412-515-3355, 412-515-3355. All right, I'm going to give Kurt and Ethan each a kind of a just a general retirement question. Then we're going to kind of go through some of the kind of some fun questions to kind of see what they think. Maybe, you know, what's your favorite car? What's your favorite sport? We'll just do some different random. We'll get to know Kurt and Ethan a little bit better. All right, Ethan, I'm going to start with you. And I know this is one of the big things when people come in. Hey, Ethan, do we have enough? So how do we know if we have saved enough for retirement? Because there is no, hey, you get to a million, you're good. You sit down with people who had a million, not enough. You sit down with people who had a quarter million, it's plenty. So how do we know if we've saved enough?
Yeah, that's a hard question. We can never answer that question definitively just when asked it. Like sometimes we'll be presenting at a workshop or a dinner event and someone will ask us afterwards, do I know if I've saved enough money? Can't answer that definitively without working on a retirement blueprint. There's so many factors that go into answering that question properly. We always talk about the starting point is to understand how much income you need coming in for your retirement. You have to understand what you typically spend on a monthly basis. You have to know what the sources of income are going to be for you in retirement, like Social Security, defined benefit pension, and withdrawals from your investments. So once you figure out what you spend on a monthly basis and what income is coming in on a monthly basis, Do you have a shortfall? Are you going to need to withdraw on a monthly basis from your investments and from your savings for retirement? That helps us know whether or not you've saved enough money. Once we see if you need $1,500 a month or $4,000 a month from your investments, that helps us know if you've done a good enough job saving, if that money's going to last throughout your retirement based off of conservative projections. We don't want to assume the investments have to average 8 to 10% for you to be okay. We want to look at it from a conservative perspective. But the Retirement Blueprint really shows our clients, based off of their lifestyle and what they have saved, whether or not they've done a good enough job saving for their retirement.
So there's so many things you have to think about in retirement. Which accounts do I pull from first? All right, the first 5 years of retirement, where am I going to get my money? What about the 6 to 10 years? I mean, Kurt and Ethan and the team at Accurate Solutions Group can walk you through your situation. We don't talk about your exact situation on the show because we don't know it. And so Kurt and Ethan create the Retirement Blueprint for you, and it's about you. 412-515-3355 is the number. Again, that's totally complimentary, no cost to you. I don't know why you wouldn't take advantage of this opportunity to find out more. 412-515-3355. All right, I'm just going to ask some questions for Kurt and Ethan. We'll get to know them a little bit bigger. And I'm going to start with you on this one, Kurt. Your biggest industry frustration. You've had Accurate Solutions Group since 1994. Ethan's coming up on 10 years in the business. So Ethan, I want you to answer that afterwards, but I think you might have different frustrations. I don't know. What's your biggest industry frustration, Kurt?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. But I sometimes, when you're trying to convey a solution to a consumer, sometimes our industry has so many different terminologies or acronyms for the exact same thing, and you're having this conversation with a client and they're trying to explain something one way and you don't recognize that what they're talking about is the same thing you're talking about, because sometimes products are called different things and different acronyms for the same thing. So that's one of my frustrations. I have a lot of them, but that's one of my frustrations.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I think sometimes when it's sitting down with a family, that person's done it themselves for years and years and years, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's great. But if they're coming in just grilling, just to kind of pat themselves on the back, sometimes I'm like, hey, you know, we're here to help families that need the help, that aren't sure how to do these types of things. That's where our passion comes in. We love when we feel like we're providing real value, and when someone's coming in already knowing everything and they just kind of want to pat themselves on the back, that's one of my bigger pet peeves.
I can see that. I can see that. All right. Your favorite TV show, Kurt? Do you have one?
I don't have a favorite TV show, but I have a favorite theme. I watch a lot of the outdoor reality shows like Swamp People and Deadliest Catch and The Last Alaskans. And
you used to watch Bear Grylls then.
Bear Grylls. Yeah. I mean, I could probably get myself in trouble because I could binge watch and just keep watching for a weekend. I thought.
Ethan?
Oh, man.
What about you?
So my favorite series of all time is Lost. Yeah. Oh, yeah. For me, there's nothing that compares like watching those episodes, not knowing what was about to happen for the very first time. I don't think I was ever wrapped up in a show where I really wanted to watch the next episode as badly as Lost. The ending was a little bit funky.
I know. What was the end? I can't even remember. I watched that show. It was crazy. What's going to happen?
Yeah. I think, not to spoil it, if you haven't watched it, I mean, it's like 15 years old.
Yeah,
so I'm not worried about spoilers, but I'm pretty sure it was just they had passed away in the plane crash, if I'm remembering correctly.
Oh,
they're already passed away. But I was just super interested. Yeah, I felt disappointed by the end, but that was a really engaging show for me.
All right, Kurt, favorite sports team?
Oh, I don't have let's just say Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy the Pens, I enjoy the Pirates. The Pirates are a little frustrating right now for me. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the Steelers, I enjoy Pitt Hoops. Anything Pittsburgh.
And your theory on the 12 quarterbacks the Steelers have now?
Oh my gosh. You know what? It can't, I don't want to say it, but it can't be worse than where we were at before. I like the different options they're giving us. And I think Omar coming in, I think we need to give him an opportunity to show us if his way of doing things is any different than it has been in the past.
Mm-hmm. Ethan?
Yeah, I think my favorite sports team's probably the Steelers by just a little bit.
Your season ticket holder.
Yeah, I am.
You got your own suite.
No, just two seats, but Yeah, no, I love going to the Steeler games. I think experience wise, there's no better sporting event than, you know, tailgating beforehand, going to the game, enjoy, especially if it's a good game. My goodness, these last couple of years watching the Steeler offense is why I'm only saying I like the Steelers by a hair over. I grew up watching baseball more. So I do love baseball. I love the Pirates. They are incredibly frustrating, but that stretch of years from I think 2013 or 2015 to like 2018 where they were in the playoffs and they were an engaging team. Oh, man, baseball was such a fun sport when you have a team that is really good. So if we could ever get back to that, baseball is really what I love the most.
We are family. Willie and the boys. All right, Ethan, this one's for you. Because we had a lot of conversations about the mini pig. You held Allie off. Then you go swimming with the pigs in the Bahamas or something like that. Mm-hmm. Have you still stayed mini pig free? Do you have any pets?
Oh, man, we've stayed mini pig free. That conversation is long gone. Fortunately, we did do the swimming with the pig excursion in the Bahamas, which was not my favorite, but Allie really enjoyed it. But we do have two cats. Yeah, okay. We're cat people, and two is my personal limit. I don't want to. I think three is where you start becoming maybe a cat person. So we've got two. Archie and Lucky adopted them at the same time, and they're a lot of fun for us.
I'm a pet. We don't have any right now, but I used to at a no-kill shelter here in Butler. I was the treasurer for a while, and so I used to walk the dogs. And Chris, when we were first married, she would never know what I was bringing home. So the one time we were driving, and I said, "Don't open the trunk of the car." And she said, "What are you talking about?" And I said, "Well, I found this bird on the side of the road, and its wing was hurt, and it's in the trunk of the car. I'm going to sort of rehab it and get it back out." So I love animals. We had two labs in the past at the same time, and it was difficult because we had to put them both down in the same year, age-wise, and then one had cancer, and so it was a difficult time, and so we haven't done anything since, but I think we probably will at some point.
Yeah, that's hard when you get attached to them, and then you got to put them down. That's a sad thing. All right, final one. Got about a minute left, Kurt, so I know you're going to finish the show for us. Financial advice that you would hope your kids or grandkids never forget?
Well, it's just like anything else. I mean, first and foremost, I'm a firm believer in giving. So whenever you get money, you give first, you save, and then you spend. Give, save, and spend. And I hope if they follow that, it puts your heart in the right place. You know, it's not just about you, it's about others. So give back, whether it's through your church or it's a local charity or an organization or someone just having a difficult time. Save some of that for yourself and then spend the rest. You don't spend first, because if you spend first, there's nothing left afterwards. So, you know, we hope you enjoyed the show today. 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. If you're looking to have a question answered, if you want to begin your own retirement blueprint, have you saved enough? Are taxes going to be an issue? Am I invested properly? Is healthcare taken care of? Don't hesitate to give us a call. 412-515-3355. Again, it's 412-515-3355.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as a sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Accurate Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Accurate Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's... annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.